From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. UN forecasts global population touching 8 billion by November 2022. Minister Prabowo sees France as Indonesia's strategic partner. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. The United Nations has forecast the global population to reach 8 billion by November 2022. This was reported by Deputy of Population Control at the National Population and Family Planning Agency, BKKBN, Bonifacius Prasetya Ikhtiarto, on Monday, as reported by Antara. The projections showed that global population had increased by 1 billion in just 11 years, and in 2012, the global population was recorded to have reached 7 billion people. He also stated that the rapid increase in the number of people could be a great resource for global development if their quality were also improved. Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto commended France as a strategic partner of Indonesia in terms of the geopolitical and geostrategic aspects. Escorted by Antara while receiving the visit of Chief of Staff of the French Air and Space Force General Stéphane Miel at the Defense Minister on Monday, he conveyed that France has a strategic role to maintain peace as well as security and stability in the Indo-Pacific region. He also lauded the French government's support to modernize Indonesia's military equipment and weaponry system. During the visit, Minister Prabowo highlighted successes achieved by both countries to boost relations in various aspects. The Indonesian government, through head of the National Narcotics Agency, BNN, Petrus Reinhard Golose, agreed to intensify cooperation between BNN and the National Commission for Development in Life Without Drugs, or DEVIDA, of Peru, in addressing the problems of drugs. He made the statement after his meeting with Peruvian Ambassador to Indonesia, Luis Suboyoma, at the BNN headquarters in Cawangis, Jakarta, escorted by Antara on Monday. He also pointed out that Ambassador Luis Suboyoma invited BNN to visit Peru in order to see the implementation of alternative development by DEVIDA Peru and to discuss various other possible steps that can be taken together in overcoming the drugs problem. The National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, held the 20th National Research and Innovation Youth Week, or PIRN, in West Nusa Tenggara Province on July 11 to 16, 2022, to discover quality and highly competitive young talents. Escorted by Antara, head of the BRIN, Laksana Trihandoko, conveyed the statement at the opening of the 20th PIRN, bearing the theme of Blue-Green Economy at the Graha Bhakti Building at the West Nusa Tenggara Governor's Office on Monday. PIRN Week is a research-oriented, open-field scientific activities of social sciences, natural sciences, and engineering technology for junior and senior high school students as well as the teachers. Voice of Indonesia, Voi RRI again holds the 42nd Diplomatic Forum theme, Youth, Their Inspiration for the World's Better Future in Jakarta on Tuesday. Director of Voice of Indonesia RRI, Edi Evan, pointed out that as a broadcasting media, Voice of Indonesia takes the moment of G20 presidency as a strategic opportunity to publicize Indonesia's capacity, particularly its youth, through the diplomatic forum. He further said that the mainstream of Indonesian youth is that they are able to become important pillar in handling pandemic in Indonesia. Thus, this must inspire the world through the Y20 Forum. He also conveyed that Voice of Indonesia has stated its support towards constructive thoughts and youth activities in Indonesia and abroad, especially in the global arena. The 42nd Diplomatic Forum was attended by Ambassador of Morocco, His Excellency Odia Ben Abdellah, Founding of Society of Renewable Energy, Zagu Yakanaberian, Director of Education, English Language and Society at the British Council Indonesia, Colin Peter Jones, and Special Staff of Youth and Sports Ministry for Millennials, Creativity and Innovation, Alia Nurayu Laksono. Let's move on to the international news. The U.S. official has said that Iran plans to supply Russia with potentially hundreds of drones for its war in Ukraine, some with combat capabilities. As reported by BBC.com, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said, information received by the U.S. suggests Iran is preparing to train Russian forces to use the drones. He added that it was unclear if Iran had delivered them yet. Drones have been integral to the ongoing war for both Ukraine and Russia. Just last week, Ukraine appealed for donation of thousands of drones to aid its war efforts. Mr. Sullivan added that intelligence received by the U.S. supports to view that Russia's assault on eastern Ukraine is coming at the cost to the sustainment of its own weapons. The recent attendance by four Asia-Pacific leaders at the NATO summit reflects a consequential shift in the U.S. transatlantic security partnership, which Washington seeks to expand to better counter China. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com in an interview in Seoul, U.S. State Department Counselor Derek Scholit, who serves as a senior policy advisor to Secretary Antony Blinken, said that he sees great potentials for cooperation between South Korea and NATO, built on previous exchanges, including global efforts to help Ukraine and European countries joining RIMPAC military exercise in Asia. Listener, now let's move on to the commentary for today on COVID-19 case increase. People demanded to be more alert.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is COVID-19 cases increase. People demanded to be more alert. In recent days, the number of Indonesian COVID-19 cases has continued to increase. It prompted President Joko Widodo to ask again the public to wear masks both indoors and outdoors. Previously, the government had relaxed rules related to the pandemic by allowing people without masks in open spaces. After the Eid al-Adha prayer at the Istiqlal Mosque, Central Jakarta on Sunday, President Joko Widodo reminded the COVID-19 still exists. He also asked regional governments, especially in big cities with high mobility, to intensify booster vaccinations so that the COVID-19 outbreak in Indonesia can be kept under control. After previously relaxing the rules related to the pandemic because the number of COVID-19 cases continue to decline, people's mobility seemed to be increasing. Economic activity in trade and tourism centers increased. Users of various modes of transportation also increased. However, as the number of COVID-19 cases increases, the government has begun to tighten travel rules again. The Ministry of Transportation has issued Circular No. 72, 2022 year concerning guidelines for the implementation of domestic travel by rail transportation during the COVID-19 pandemic dated July 8, 2022. According to the regulation, long-distance train passengers who have not received a third vaccination or booster must show a negative result of the RT-PCR or antigen rapid test, which is still valid at boarding time. This condition applies from departure on July 17, 2022. They are also still required to wear masks while traveling on trains and at stations. The requirements for getting a booster vaccine for prospective passengers are also stated in several other circulars of the Ministry of Transportation for land, sea, and air travel. In addition, the government also continues to urge the public to get booster vaccines and follow health protocols. The government's efforts are, of course, meant to provide maximal protection against COVID-19. Therefore, community support, namely by complying with all health regulations, becomes very important. Well, listener, that's commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022. Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I will start today in history with the establishment of Indonesia National Cooperative Day on July 12, 1947. Cooperatives are economic institutions that are very appreciated for Indonesia because of their social and familial nature. Cooperatives were introduced in Indonesia by a civil servant, Patih R. Arya Wiryatmaja in Purwokerto, Central Java in 1896. He established credit cooperative with the aim of helping his people who were in debt with money lenders. The cooperative then developed rapidly and were eventually imitated by Budi Utomo and the Islamic Trade Union. In 1942, Japan occupied Indonesia. The Japanese then established a Kumiai cooperative after Indonesia's independence. On July 12, 1947, the cooperative movement in Indonesia held the first cooperative congress in Tasikmalaya, West Java, which was initiated by Muhammad Hatta. The congress determined July 12 as Cooperative Day and established the People Cooperative Organization Center Base in Tasikmalaya. Let's turn now to July 12, 1975, the National Monument in Jakarta officially was opened to public. The National Monument, or popularly known as Monas, is a 132-meter-high memorial monument, which was constructed to commemorate the resistance and struggle of the Indonesian people, and to seize independence from the colonial rule of the Dutch East Indies. The construction of the monument began on August 17, 1961, under the order of President Sukarno, and was opened to the public on July 12, 1975. The monument was crowned with flames covered with gold seed, symbolizing the fiery spirit of struggle. It is located right in the middle of Medan Merdeka Square, Central Jakarta. The monument and museum is open daily to the public except Monday. I will end today in history with July 12, 1990, the beginning of the collapse of the Soviet Union. On July 12, 1990, Boris Yeltsin chose to quit the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. His quit was disastrous because after he resigned, the destruction of the superpower began. The beginning of Yeltsin's resignation from the Communist Party was the re-election of Mikhail Gorbachev as leader of the party, who in fact directly led the Soviet Union. During this period, the re-accession of the Gorbachev was opposed not only by Yeltsin, but also by sympathizers of the Communist Party line. The criticism of the Communist Party cadres and Yeltsin of Gorbachev was different. Yeltsin won total democracy and changed the communist system in the Soviet to a multi-party system. While hardline sympathizers rejected Gorbachev because of his poor political and economic policies, seeing the barrage of attack, Gorbachev finally chose to resign from his post. In December 1991, Gorbachev officially led the chair of president. Immediately after the announcement of his resignation, the Soviet Union was officially dissolved. After the collapse of the Soviet Union, Boris Yeltsin was elected the first president of Russia and took office from 10 July 1991 to 31 December 1999. That's today in history.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Tersenyumlah Indonesiaku.
Jauh masa depan, kelak suatu hari ku akan menjadi cahaya bagi Indonesia. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita akan harumi Indonesia.
Masa
depan yang indah bersama.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister for Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi held a bilateral meeting with her Spanish counterpart, Minister Jose Manuel Alvarez, on the sidelines of the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting in Bali from July 7 to 8, 2022. As quoted from kemlu.go.id website, on the occasion, Minister Jose Manuel expressed his appreciation for the G20 presidency of Indonesia, particularly for the well-implemented holding of the Foreign Ministers meeting. Indonesia is considered successful in managing the G20 foreign ministers meeting so that all foreign ministers were present. Regarding bilateral cooperation, both Minister Retno and Minister Jose Manuel agreed to take advantage of the momentum of the Spanish presidency in the European Union next year and Indonesia's chair of the ASEAN in 2023 to enhance collaboration between the European Union and ASEAN. During the meeting, they signed a memorandum of understanding on cooperation and political dialogue. In addition, there are several memorandums of understanding being discussed and are expected to be finalized sooner. Minister Retno Marsudi expressed hope that Spain would support Indonesia's efforts to combat discrimination against palm oil in Europe. Spain is one of the largest importers of the Indonesian palm oil in Europe. Minister Jose Manuel also expressed support for the development of the palm oil market and industry. Regarding the construction of the Indonesian new national capital city IKN, Spain offers cooperation in infrastructures and finance. Minister Retno welcomed the offer and encouraged concrete cooperation to follow up. Both ministers also discussed defense, maritime and cybersecurity cooperation. Minister Retno Marsudi also held a bilateral meeting with French Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna and Dutch Foreign Minister Wopke Hoekstra. Both of them appreciated Indonesia for the implementation of the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting. In bilateral cooperation, the Indonesian and French foreign ministers agreed to strengthen the partnership between the two countries, especially in the defense sector. Minister Catherine Colonna expressed her support for Indonesia's chairmanship in Asia next year and conveyed French commitment to continue to enhance cooperation with Asia and the region. Meanwhile, in a meeting with the Dutch Minister of Foreign Affairs, Minister Retno Marsudi exchanged thoughts on the situation in Ukraine and emphasized the importance of security for food exports route from Ukraine, especially through seaports. Both shared the same view that it is important to support the efforts being carried out by the Secretary General of the United Nations to secure food routes. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This once in a lifetime, I'm so tired of frowning. You're no healer, and you think that I need you. You can't keep me from falling. I'm too scared to admit it, but I'm so close to the limit. I'm never gonna be what you want anymore. Just take it or leave it.
scared to admit it, but I'm so close to the limit. Never gonna be what you want anymore.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, if you are a lover of culinary tourism, the city of Semarang in Central Java can be your next tourist destination. There are various culinary delights that you cannot only taste directly, but you can also take them home. At least three culinary icons become the mainstay of Semarang city, namely Milkfish Presto, Lumpia or spring roll, and Wingko Babat or coconut pancake. I also recommend you to taste ganjil rel bread. The name is very unique as the taste. Ganjil rel bread is block shaped and brown colored. This bread is made of cassava, spices, palm sugar, and sprinkled with sesame seeds on top and has a distinctive cinnamon aroma. The texture of the bread is rather hard, ductile, and dense. Now ganjil rel bread is not as dense as it used to be, because the basic ingredients have been modified using flour and eggs that are adapted to the taste of today's people. Because it uses palm sugar, the sweet taste is felt when tasting this bread. You can directly enjoy ganjil rel bread with hot tea, coffee, and milk. Ganjil rel bread, which means railroad sleeper, is a culinary heritage of the Dutch, which is made using original Indonesian ingredients and has existed for decades. It is named ganjil rel or roti balok because it looks like railroad sleepers. For those of you who want to enjoy and take this dish home, you can come to the areas of Kauman, Johar, and Padamaran. Ganjil rel bread with a size of 10x30 cm is sold at 24,000 rupiah or about $1.06. While for a larger size, 24x24 cm, it is priced at 37,000 rupiah or about $2.50. People in Semarang always fight for ganjil rel bread during the Dukderan celebration. Dukderan is a regular celebration for Semarang residents to welcome the fasting month of Ramadan. At the peak of the celebration, which is exactly one day before fasting, people will flock to come to fight for this bread, which is distributed for free. This bread is a symbol of non-distraction. It is said that people who consume ganjil rail bread will become stronger, so they can do fasting smoothly. The mind is clear and calm without distractions. It turns out that this belief is not entirely wrong, because this bread is indeed rich in fiber, which is good for digestion and quiet feeling with its dense composition. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station and the Language Development Agency Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is agen perjalanan di hotel or travel agent at the hotel. Next, you'll be listening to a conversation entitled Kapan Jadwal Paket Wisata Dalam Kota Jakarta? Which means, what is the schedule of Jakarta City Tour? This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a travel agent. Dev comes to the travel agency's office at the hotel to ask about the schedule of the tour package within the city of Jakarta. Let's listen to their conversation.
Kapan jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta?
Jadwalnya setiap Sabtu dan Minggu, Pak.
After listening to the conversation, following is vocabulary related to today's material. Kapan jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta? Kapan jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta? Which means, what is the schedule of Jakarta City Tour? I will say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Kapan. Kapan, which means when. Jadwal. Jadwal, which means schedule. Paket wisata. Paket wisata, which means tour packages. Dalam kota Jakarta. Dalam kota Jakarta, which means in the city of Jakarta. Kapan jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta? Kapan jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta? Which means when or what is the schedule for tour packages within the city of Jakarta? In the conversation, you heard the phrase Kapan jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta? Kapan jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta? Which means, when is the schedule for the tour packages within the city of Jakarta? In the sentence, there is the question word kapan. Kapan, which means when, to ask the time. If you want to ask about the time, you can use the question word kapan. Kapan, which means when. Then, followed by the word or expression of something you want to ask. For example, jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta. Jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta, which means the schedule of tour packages within the city of Jakarta. Other examples. Apart from kapan, kapan, which means when, in the context of the conversation between Dev Singh and the travel agent, to ask about the time, you can use the expression hari apa. Hari apa, which means what day. It is used to ask for a more specific time. Let's listen to some examples to ask the time. Hari apa, which means what day. Hari apa jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta? Hari apa jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta? Which means, what day is the schedule for the tour packages within the city of Jakarta? In informal daily conversations, Indonesians usually use the word hari, hari, which means day, before the name of the day. For example, hari Sabtu, which means Saturday, and hari Minggu, which means Sunday. Before ending today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Kapan jadwal paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta?
Jadwalnya setiap Sabtu dan Minggu, Pak.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic on agen perjalanan di hotel, agen perjalanan di hotel or travel agent at the hotel, and a conversation entitled Kapan Jadwal Paket Wisata Dalam Kota Jakarta? Kapan Jadwal Paket Wisata Dalam Kota Jakarta? Which means when is the schedule for the tour packages within the city of Jakarta? Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different title. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
I fall in love with Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. 我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Por con de getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Kebangkitan Melayu by Hesti, Oji, and Uul. The song Kebangkitan Melayu was composed by Rino De Zapati. Like the meaning of the title, this song tells the story of the Malay awakening in Kota Betuah, Pekanbaru. The culture of Malay art and culture will continue to be preserved so that Malays will not be lost on earth.Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Kebangkitan Melayu by Hesti, Oji, and Uul. Enjoy the song!
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @VoiNonesia, email voi@voinews.id.